Meow. Meow. Meow.
Woof, woof, woof. Turning off my phone.
Meow.
Should have done that before the show started.
Meow.
Priority.
Meow, meow.
Oh my goodness. I forgot what the, how the intro goes. I'm just going to freestyle it. This is the Freakin' Beans podcasting from Cod Bay, UJ, a mall above She-Devil at Interscholastic Perry Studios. We halt your focus, Cornelius, by warming your synopsis with originative rodeo caves. This forms your brawn to a toasty and tasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a thin shrub of sadism out of your head. Can you heal it? Can you feel is it working? Can you heal it? Did I do that right? Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
And of course, the Freedom Beans is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state and federal governments.
Yeah.
You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. Are you happy? Is that a nice medium for you?
It was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Do you guys ever do drive-by pettings on your pets?
I was about to say yes, but then you said pettings. No. I'm
It's where you walk by your dog or cat and just kind of like pet them as you walk by.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're sleeping or, you know, comfortable. Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yep, it's fun. Hey, Jim Jesus and Jeremy Heisen N-word. Man, yes, there's going to be so much beef tonight. I'm going to bury you all and then make sweet love with Gigi Allen's corpse on your grave.
Wait, hold on. I was not warned about this. I don't think you got the memo, but I'm still on my diet.
I went to the
squash too. Squash beef.
No, okay. I went to back. Already had my School of Journalism. You don't get a warning. So, Jim, have you been studying the conjoined triangles of success like I asked you to?
How did that come to be? Like, how come they? Why does it look so much like an ANCAP flag? I didn't understand.
Well, I don't know, because I think that libertarians are sneaking into writing and producing in Hollywood. Somewhat. I mean, it's Mike Judge. Mike Judge is a libertarian, and he's
is he?
So he claims. Yeah. Yes.
So he claims, and he's also a close personal friend of Alex Jones, and has been on the show, and they've kind of made fun of each other. You guys,
that is also true. From what I hear.
Yeah, the conjoined triangles of success. For people who don't know, I posted this thing on Facebook today that Jim Jesus said, "What the S word?" He it's one of those like business hoodoo things, you know. It's like it's a triangle and it's
an inspirational graph.
It's an inspirational XY graph, and it's like, you know, the sides are engineering, manufacturing, sales, and growth, and then it's a square cut into a yellow and black triangle, and the triangle, the hypotenuse, the
black and yellow, shared, black and yellow.
Huh? Yeah, the shared hypotenuse says compromise, and like Jim thought I posted this for real. Like, hey, everyone needs to study this; it'll change your life, I think. But no, it's from the excellent Mike Judge created HBO comedy Silicon Valley. It's something that's created and frequently referenced by a character who's a total D-bag, who's based probably on Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, but it totally looks like an ANCAP flag. But he's like, every time there's someone in his office, he points to it and references it and says, I built that, like, I created that, and now they teach it in business school.
Is there like any kind of scene in there where he starts screaming about developers and starts going like developers? Is that ever a thing on that show?
Probably.
Because if it's going to be like Steve Ballmer, that you can't talk about him with that, or except in Nebraska, you, without those two things, it's not really Steve Ballmer, is it?
Well, Steve Ballmer is also the guy that said, I think he's the guy that said that nothing Microsoft makes works until version 3.0. Like, that was their whole business model, was like shipping crap and then fixing it on the fly. They built that.
Yeah, I didn't know. Windows 98, Steve, I guess, Ballmer was kind of 2.0 of that.
Steve Ballmer also called Linux a virus.
It's a mind virus.
That's statist. Speaking of statist, Jeremy, I want to thank you for your work for wait.
I was like, are we already fighting?
Take this.
I didn't know the beef was coming so soon. I thought we were working on the appetizers.
Beef sandwich. I'm going to compliment him. Then we're going to beef for an hour and 25 minutes. Then I'm going to compliment him. It's a beef something sandwich.
I was still enjoying my appetizers.
Yeah. No, we're doing the aperitifs right now. No, I'm saying thank you for keeping status at bay. You and Nick Hazelton up all the BIPCOT. You gave out BIPCOT licenses to vendors at Porkfest.
Yes, we did.
And the tax collectors did not show up this year.
No.
I'm going to need some for next month, by the way, if you want to shoot me some. I don't have a printer.
Oh, yeah. Where for?
For Jackfest. Jackfest.
Yeah. You want to get that out of the way?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You know what? This is going to be such a beefy episode. Half of the people listening are going to tune out. Like, I actually had somebody posted, Harry Seward posted, holy crap, M-Dub. I guess M-Dub is, that's an old name for me. M-Dub, this face beef level stuff on this episode I'm listening to. It was like listening to my parents argue when I was little. I feel like the NAP was violated by it. You know, that kind of reminds me of when I went to, the three members of Dead Kennedys, besides the singer Jello Biafra, sued Jello Biafra in court for back royalties because he'd ripped them off. And it was a 2-week jury trial in San Francisco. Like, come on, man. That's so unpunk rock. Like, can't you either have a fist fight or at least do, like, a mediation, you know? Like, they spent all their money on lawyers on this 2-week jury trial. And the jury was pissed. They were like, man, we don't want to be listening to this crap. And it's actually the only time I've ever seen a graphic in open court that has the band name I can't say on air of the Crusa F's. Which is pretty funny. That was funny to see in open court because that was one of the bands on the label. But I did an article about it, and so, like, I went to 4 days of that, and I said it was like watching my parents get divorced all over again, because Dead Kennedys are more my parents than my parents. Like, they raised me. Their records raised me more than my parents raised me. They instilled more values. They made me distrust the government. That's where I learned it, was that band. And then I watched them, like, tear each other apart in court. And, man, I guess that's how Fiend fans felt listening to last night's episode. It was just Jeremy and I. Was it just you and I, Jeremy? Was anyone
else? Well, Lisa was kind of there, but...
Oh, that's right.
She was staying out of it.
Not to forget Lisa. She's very rememberable, but I think she was hiding in the corner swatting...
I tried to involve her in the conversation every once in a while.
She kept saying, don't drag me into this.
I was dying. I was listening to this at work, just laughing.
Then you posted that. Then I wrote, why do you hate freedom, Jim?
That probably set liberty forward about millennia.
Why? Millennia. Is that because conflict is the essence of drama?
Yeah, because everybody's going to listen now. Then they're going to be like, good audio. I need to have good audio.
I must say I've received more comments on this particular episode than anything else I've done for The Fiend so far.
I know. You were like sick to your stomach about it this morning. But then you realize you're a rock star because of it.
Yeah. And I think I got mentioned like 8 times. And then the page that I allegedly run, Michael W. Dean, a bad audio removal service, got mentioned, which got mentioned again.
Jim, you don't really pick sides, unlike most people.
No.
Most people pick sides. You're pretty
Especially with friends.
Yeah, yes. I want you to be the impartial judge, the arbiter of first of all, did you listen to the audio that Jeremy produced that I was talking about?
You told me it was bad, of course I didn't. It's like when your friend sends you a Blog Talk radio link and says, like, listen how bad this is. You're like, I don't have to. I just know it is.
Okay, I think during the break, you should go listen to 30 seconds of it.
But aren't we supposed to be judging after the one he cleaned up?
He hasn't done it yet. But that won't queer you against it.
I'm going to listen to it before the cleanup and then after. Yeah.
Well, you'd have to listen to both. You'd have to listen to both anyway to actually be able to.
I just want to know if you agree that it's a hate crime.
No pressure.
Nick wrote me a heartfelt letter tonight, man. He's worried. He's like, Mom and Dad are fighting. I'm Dad, by the way, in that.
Wait a minute.
Well, when you come to Jackfest and we do the thing there, I'll make sure that the audio is good. So that'll be the plus thing. So
well, that's the other thing. That's the other reason you're going to be the arbiter is you don't pick sides and you know good audio. Like unlike some people, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Here we go again.
Shots fired.
Why do you hate freedom, Jeremy?
Shut up, shots fired.
because it ends me up in positions like this. It's a horrible, horrible thing. I'm going back to being a communist or something. we actually.
Well, I know that's my whole thing is I really believe that, you know, I said last night, like, we have to be better than them. We have to be better than, you know, the communists and the mainstream media, you know, or at least as good as them, like technical wise. And, you know, as I said, like, and you were like, yeah, well, I told you, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, but you didn't listen to it. But if you were an intern
at
CNN, if you were an intern at CNN and turned in audio like that and said, hey, use it or don't, you know, like they'd fire you anyway, you know, like you don't, you can't do that, man.
I must point out that it's the Zeitgeist movement, the techno commies that are all about Blog Talk Radio.
Have the worst audio. The worst audio. The people who think technology is going to save the world have the worst audio.
Yeah, and the guy who like runs the organization actually it runs the podcast through Blog Talk Radio. So take that with a grain of salt, or take that as you will. But that's just worth considering before discrediting your audio quality. Nah, people don't care about audio quality. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Look what happened to the Zeitgeist.
They don't know it, but they do.
Yeah.
Like, they don't realize it, but they do. You know? I mean, you know.
When you're on the producing side, it's one thing. But when you're listening, oh, it makes a world of difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not denying any of that.
I can't watch any of my really older videos. I can't do it. Because they're all terrible audio. It sounds terrible. Yeah. Yep. It hurts my ears.
I built that,
and I'm like, why? I only had 200 subscribers.
Yeah. You were the easiest to teach, Jim. Yeah. Like I taught you in an hour how to get good audio, and
I think it was even quicker than that. It is just the setting up my mixer that we had issues with.
Do you have a mixer?
Not right now. Only for my podcast.
All right. Well, we'll be back after this beef to the beef market.
Moo.
Cow kitty.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Two designs for
Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, and now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Meow, meow.
Other tools. Oh, human error.
It's stop blaming the tools.
And it's humans using the tools. I just know a tool they used incorrectly.
Tool. So I guess I'm supposed to listen to this
Hang on a sec. We're going to get on the hall, and we're going to visit Jim Jesus. He's in the burn ward of the audio teaching hospital.
For the love
Jim,
of
Jim's, Jesus. Jim's ears are wrapped with cotton. For the love of
Jesus Christ, Alan.
He's got a drip of morphine, and it's not helping. How do you feel, Jim? Have you been touched? Show me on the doll where Jeremy's audio touched you.
Oh, again, that was my audio, you know.
You took responsibility for it last night. You claim you did.
I did, for passing it along, absolutely. It was so, for not
Jim,
listening.
You've listened to it. How do you feel?
I only listen to, like, brief segments, and as soon as anybody talks, I'm in pain. Actual physical pain. I don't think you're going to clean this up. This is just a lost cause. I'm sorry. Hopefully someone was recording with their cell phone. It's
no. It's the onboard mic on a laptop.
No, it wasn't. That actually wasn't the problem.
I'm gonna hit play on my earphones. So I'm gonna be the only one to be able to listen to it, but I'm gonna try again.
No, you don't have to, Jim. I don't blame you.
Ow.
Yes, the screams. Avoid the screams.
I didn't even turn the volume down still. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio actually sounds better than this because
it does. You know,
the phone actually kind of mellows things out a little bit. The telephone sounds kind of mellows things out, but this really kind of the high pitches are just all that mid range and high pitch. It's just no.
And you can't really hear what anyone's saying because So what's the problem, Jeremy? How did this happen?
Why are we still rubbing salt in the wound? I think we already figured out what happened.
But he just changed his tune. He's building a bunch of scarecrows in Burning Man.
I did not. No, that's your game, Michael.
So last night we spent an hour talking about how this was the fault of somebody not picking the, like, basically
human error.
The right mics. It was the onboard mic.
Yeah,
on the laptop, and now you're claiming that's not the case.
Yeah, no, I started to say as we came back from the break, a switch was flipped. It was just a different switch than I thought.
You know what that reminds me of?
I'm still having after effects.
I was cleaning my gun and it went off.
No,
people
that's
who
not,
say that
again. I'm not. I'm not changing. I am not changing. I am not, no. See, here you go again. I am not. I am still saying. Still
I
human
do
error.
This every night.
I'm sure you. And you know what? I can keep coming back. I'm not called the Bellicose Bandicoot for anything. I will argue with you till the end of time, Michael.
Be on every night for the next year. That's all the fiends can be. Welcome to the Freedom Fiends Bad Audio Discussion Forum with good audio. So after I berated you for hours last night, today we kissed and made up for a little while before. We're like professional wrestlers, people. So you gotta understand this. Like,
back on the clock.
You know, during the break, we're giving each other back rubs before we come out and punch each other. No homo. Yes. But today I was... Okay. I said to Jeremy, you know, I needed to adjust something on Fiendbot, and I said it's easier for me to just team viewer into your computer than tell you and explain it. Now, team viewer, that's team with an M as in Michael, not teen with an N as in Ian Freeman, what he uses, team viewer. Hey, I spent all last night also defending him and bashing Porkfest. But
this is true. No. But listen, you're burying the lead over here.
Translation. This will just allow me to get into your computer and control it. And what did you say?
Yeah, that's all I need.
That's all I need. I'm already in your head. Let me into your computer. Yeah.
Yeah, but I said you're burying the lead. Translation, I'm going to do this so you don't screw it up. That's pretty much how I read that.
When he comes to Jackfest, I'll just slip a Trojan horse on his computer, and he'll never know. Oh, he's listening now.
Well, it's called Fiendphone. I'm already watching him in his underwear talk right now.
There's
a camera in Fiendphone. You don't know that? It's your mic. You can cover your camera on your laptop. It doesn't matter. You put tape over it because it turns your microphone into a camera.
That's why you insist on everybody sitting right on top of the microphone.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work for me.
Mine's right below the camera.
My microphone's protected by a Bipstrong, so I'm good.
I got two on mine.
I thought these things had some kind of, like, you know, aura around them. Mine's on my wrist. Doesn't that count? Do I have to put it on the microphone?
You have to have a separate one for the microphone, which is $5 plus $2 shipping and handling.
Well, I'm selling stuff.
I don't know why.
I've got a bunch of Bip koozies, Bipcot drink koozies to sell for $3 each. So if anybody wants to buy one, drop me an email.
Yeah.
Yep. Or go on O-Bazaar. How's O-Bazaar working out for you? Open Bazaar, Jim.
It's been quiet. Eerily quiet.
Cricket. Yeah.
Crickets.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how the Freedom Fiends are dealing with bad audio from people. How we're punishing the world for bad audio.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
This beef sandwich is going to take a turn. Then we're going to go back to the beef. We're going to put in a layer of jackalope.
Well, at least that's more meat.
Yeah. In this sandwich. I do have an announcement. I want to say last night I was saying that, like, none of the fiends ever say thank you to me. But, you know, Derek J., God bless his little homo heart, he actually sends me handwritten snail mail thank yous. Nobody does that anymore. Like, that's something they used to, like, teach us to do in school. He does that, and so does Nicole Feenwoim. She sent me one or two. Derek sent me three or four. And, you know, he picks out a nice card and sends me thank yous from time to time. I'm really touched by that.
Nicole, hand make the card, Nicole.
Yeah, Derek J. had sent me a postcard in my old P.O. box in Pahrump that I never check, ever. And I just found it when I closed it.
And
he actually made it out of a record sleeve. A vinyl record sleeve. So I was like,
was it Sylvester?
I think it's some sort of classical. Let me see. Haydn's Sonata number 25 in E flat, recorded in 1935.
Sylvester was like the David Bowie of like gay dance music. Although so was David Bowie, but Sylvester was very. I don't think Derek J likes that kind of music. It's disco, man. Sylvester was disco. Sylvester made the Village People look straight. How's that?
You know,
one of the Village People was straight. The black guy, the cop. And he actually lived in my neighborhood, the Western Addition in San Francisco, and was a crackhead. Like, you know, like, really, like panhandling. Like, I used to be in the Village People. Give me some money. And people, like, took pictures of him and compared. And, like, it really was him. And when he died, like, there was an obituary in the paper. Like, the reporters did the research, and it really was the black guy, the cop from the Village People.
Wow.
Yeah, he died of a drug overdose.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of the mighty have fallen, I'm not going to go to Porkfest, I don't think. I was really trying to go out to Porkfest.
You know, someone just did a nice diss of Porkfest. It was...
You?
No, man. I'm all down. I like the fest. I just don't like the people running it anymore. But,
Nope.
Yeah, but somebody pointed out, I said that the BIPCOT licenses that Jeremy and Nick hung up kept the tax collectors away, and somebody posted, Brandon Von Stormhaven posted, no, the tax collector didn't show up because there wasn't much revenue being generated.
He's one of the co-hosts on my podcast, by the way.
He's great. You know, Porkfest did something really weird this year, too, other than, like, selling out to the Koch Brothers. Their gold sponsor for... I'm looking at Porkfest, sorry, and a gold sponsor is Students for Liberty. That's, like, mostly funded by the Koch Brothers. Silver sponsors, like, they're just coming out. They're not even hiding anymore. The Charles Koch Institute... And the Charles Polk Institute, the Future of Freedom Foundation. Future of Freedom Foundation is largely funded by students. Like, it's all Koch brothers, man. And then there's, like, you know, some local brewery that's probably owned by the Koch brothers. But they also, this is really weird, like, at the last minute, like, a couple days before the show, they made the list of speakers, like, password protected. What's with that, man?
What?
Yes.
I don't know.
But you know what isn't? Do you know what isn't funded by the Koch brothers? Is Jackfest.
Jackfest.
Yeah.
Jackalope Freedom Festival, which is what I'm going to be going to instead from now on. Besides, it's even closer, and I don't have to take a plane or drive for a week. And it's in northern Arizona, and it's free. There's no one's organizing the event. There's no nothing. It's just you go out, you camp. They have I think there's actually bands that show up and play. We're going to be doing a Liberty in the Pub, but Liberty in the Woods. Hans Hermann Hoppe's Sobriety Removal Service there. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff, beer. From what I understand, there's some sort of herbal remedies that I don't know. I don't know anything about this, but they.
And you're going to show how to do good audio with no electricity.
Yes,
with no electricity. Even more rural and out of the way and no internet. You know, at least Porkfest has electricity. It doesn't have internets, but it has electricity. You're going to do great audio. Listen to Jeremy. You're going to do great audio.
I'm going to bring my gramophone recorder.
Yes.
Some wax cylinders.
And talk like this while you do it. Talk like that about Jackfest.
So the Jackalope Freedom Festival non-event is an event that goes on unowned land in northern Arizona, and it is really neat, and it requires no participation or no money, but we do ask that you give a little bit for a porta potty because there's no facilities or electricity or any of that stuff unless you bring a generator.
Is there a free rider problem? If I don't pay, can I still poop?
Yeah, there is a free rider problem, but I hope to offset that a little bit. Maybe
They're looking for sponsors for the porta potties as far as I remember after talking to Alma about it.
Well, I think we should. The whole event is covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
This is true.
I think built the porta potty needs BIPCOT. I'll donate stickers for the porta potty.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. That poop ain't ever going to be used by the government.
Well, I'll apply them if you want to send them over. I'll apply them everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere that seats fit. I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna be flying my Walberts and my BIPCOT flags. So.
What are the dates?
It's gonna be August 1st through the 8th. It's gonna be Monday through Sunday. I'm gonna be leaving late Saturday night because I have work Sunday night. So, but.
How many people be a whole lot go of fun. To this event?
Bring a tent, bring food, bring all that stuff. But I think they do have people there that sell Navajo tacos, from what I understand, that are really
delicious.
They're
made of Navajos?
Yeah, they're made from real Navajos. Nice. No Girl Scout cookies made from real Girl Scout stuff. we've been pushing really hard for that, but it's not happening. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I don't know if they do speakers. Do they do speakers? It seems like you know more about it than I do.
I only know about it because I recently talked to Alma Sommer, the person who's not in charge of the event. Yeah, she explained totally that they've had, you know, this is year five, I guess now. And just like any other festival, it's slowly started to grow and they've had speakers. They kind of build the first day, they kind of make a makeshift stage. So there's a place for people if they want to. And just they have everything ranging from people who show up who actually give speeches, because I believe Ernie Hancock goes out to everyone because that's in his neck of the woods.
Do they have good audio, or is everyone just blowing into a one of those those bullhorns?
I cannot speak to that. And I'm not.
Oh, you're not in control of it this year.
I'm not in control.
That's you promising. Been to it, Jeremy?
No, I have not, and I would like to go to it. It's just not going to happen this year.
Yeah. Next year, I'll force
you.
Get one of your weasels.
Okay. I don't have any weasels anymore. August is just a bad month for me.
Put it in a tube and send it.
I don't have any weasels anymore. It's been a long time.
Get some. You know, weasels being illegal is one of the plot points in that show, Silicon Valley. They're illegal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You mean ferrets, right? Ferrets
are illegal. That's what he's referring to.
Ferrets are awesome, but they stink.
But ferrets are not weasels, always. But weasels and ferrets are in the same family.
Yes. Yeah, they're not the same, exactly.
But everyone calls ferrets weasels. Even in the show Silicon Valley, they refer to them as weasels.
Yeah, it's a common nickname, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So jackalope.
Yeah, I'm kind of from what I've seen from, I posted this on Facebook and it seemed like everybody kind of agreed with me, is that Porkfest kind of looked boring this year. All the things that I've seen from it, I'm sure you probably had a great time, but compared to what I've been
mushrooms.
Yeah, well, you're not going to have a bad time.
In his pocket.
You are not going to have a bad time doing that. you could show up to an ICP festival, and if you got mushrooms, you're good.
To a Bernie rally and have a great time.
Sorry, Miller, but it's terrible.
it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, there's that. I mean, it really looked. And someone said it was low energy, and you know, that just.
Oh no, it was.
It's basically a Jeb Bush of libertarian events.
All right, I don't know about Jeb Bush.
Please, Gary please
Johnson,
clap.
Maybe.
No, Scary Johnson.
Yeah, just bake the cake.
Yeah. Well, yes, and I said that too. For everybody else who was saying that it was definitely, you know, didn't live up to previous years, I'm sure that's the case. But I had a great time because I don't really like big events anyway. It was better for me that it was a little more quiet, and Jackalope would be even quieter. So I'd rather go there anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the plan for next year, and also there's a possibility that we're going to try to set up something else to just happen to coincide with Porkfest next year, maybe in Tennessee.
So, oh, nice.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, that's the new plan.
So is Bob Murphy going to be there? Are you guys going to have some karaoke, well, some bad karaoke hour?
Yeah, we're going to have to if he's there.
Yeah, there's no way of avoiding that. But
yeah, well, it's more a matter of being able to go like East Tennessee in the woods, kind of, you know, up in the mountains and kind of be left alone type of deal.
Yeah, we wanted to set up some sort of like Fiend Fest in actual Somalia here in Vegas. And once I found out about Jackalope, I was like, why? It's not that far from here. We can just go over there and there's already going to be a crowd of people. Why? Well, you know, it's so close and so nice. So why compete?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's going to be really hot. Like, Vegas has two temperatures, extremely hot or extremely cold. And there's only like a month or two in between where it's like the weather's just perfect. And sometimes that's not even guaranteed. So it's like, yeah, it seems like it's a better idea to do like North Arizona. Yeah. So I'm going to do that thing. I'm going to help probably see how much it costs to sponsor a porta potty and do the thing. Cool. I'm going to bring all my stuff, and hopefully there's going to be enough Wi-Fi or signal out there so I can take Bitcoin for BipStrong.
Yeah.
So if you want a BipStrong, yeah.
that could be the one issue, but I imagine they found ways around that because, like, yeah. I said, they've been doing it, and I know almost that they were doing different transactions last year, so I imagine they would have to be.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to have something out there.
Well, maybe we can drag Derek Salopi to come out here with his IP van, ISP van, and charge for that.
Intellectual property van. I bring intellectual property to all the no electricity events in the woods.
No, I was thinking of that movie about Stephen Kinsella called IP Man.
The sequel to Encino Man. He wakes up. He's been in an ice cave for 1,000 years, and he wakes up in lib pair, and there's no work for a copyright attorney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Google Jackfest. Google Jackalope Freedom Festival. Learn more. Come see me. Have a beer.
Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
We're back.
We're not.
Freeze dry watermelon and smoke it.
I want to freeze dry some watermelon.
So since there's not really a a URL for Jackfest that doesn't lead to a porn site or is rememberable. You created one. What is it, Jim Jesus?
Well, I mean, like,
and our editor who's listening should put this in the show notes.
Yeah,
Jackfest. Scott.
I guess they bought like a domain, but it's not working right now. And the other one is kind of hard to say over the air because you have to spell it out because it's
jackfest.rayn, RAYNEBERRY.com.
Yeah, it's annoying. So just jack.jimjesus.com. That's easy.
That just sounds so wrong.
Yeah,
jack.
but you know what? Unrelated. Totally unrelated. There was a good quote by Woody Allen that I really like, which I don't really like Woody Allen, but he said that that I don't consider self-pleasuring disgusting. I consider it sex with someone I love, and that's kind of why I'm going to Jackfest over Porkfest.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
because I've got no love for it. Anyways. So yeah, the Jackfest is going to be a whole lot of fun, and it's not corporate sponsored by the Koch brothers, which I don't have a problem with the Koch brothers, but
I don't either.
Except for their weeding out all the people that we like.
I think they have something to do with the undesirable elements that we like being kicked out of there.
Considering that they had no problem with Ian and all that stuff for. Ever.
10 years.
And, 10 years plus. It's and all this time that this has been going on, no one cared until, after they got the 20,000 subscriptions. Which, by the way, they didn't actually do that because I was an early signer.
Me and my wife signed and are never moving there and posted on the Porcupine Freedom Forum at some point that we wanted to, not like... Well, if you, but more like, hey, if you're keeping track, we decided to stay in Wyoming. We bought a house. We're not moving to New Hampshire as long as Chris Cantwell lives there. And
it's not like they can really remove him, right?
Oh, hey.
Do I owe money to something else?
Yeah, $20. Anti-war.
I can write myself a libertarian indulgence. I don't have to pay.
Oh. See, last time I screwed up, I doubled my... donation because
but you're rich with murder. You're like the king of murder
rich.
Dogs in
London. I'm rich. I have almost 5-year-old twins. I have no money. Who are you kidding?
I know.
The only reason I was able to afford to go to Porkfest is because I had Bitcoin that was worth something when I got there. No, I had Bitcoin that was worth something when I got there.
Because it went up over. Yeah, you were gonna be broke, and then Bitcoin doubled. So then you were not broke.
Yep, and nice. I had money to go. Nice. Yeah,
I wonder if George Soros did that. I think George Soros manipulated Bitcoin so it would be up for his friends, the Koch brothers, right before Porkfest.
Well, thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Yep. So, Jim, tell us more about Jackfest in these remaining moments, and then hour two, we're going to come back and we're just going to beef. There's going to be blood on the floor. It's going to be like a G.G. Allen concert, the stage after a G.G. Allen concert. Blood and everything else. So go ahead.
Yeah. So no one's going to get physically removed for saying things that I don't agree with you on yet, and you're making us look bad, or the Free State Project. Anyways, I wanted to talk about Free State.
So you're saying Jackfest is the place for people who don't believe in that there should be an age of consent law?
If you believe that, I'm going to make fun of you there.
But you there can you still go.
Yeah. I mean, you have to consider something.
Wait, do you believe there should be age of consent laws, or do you believe they should be different than they are?
That's way, way different. Way, way different. The way they are now, it's just kind of unreasonable. But I can't take anybody seriously who thinks that children can consent. Children are dumb. Children can't.
They really
consent.
Are. Hey. I think just like 35, man.
People who are inebriated can't consent. You can't also say that someone who is high on a very strong mixture of for the first time of hormones can consent either. So no. Or even never even had it yet because they're that young. No.
Yeah. Well, the porn I'm into is adult porn that I make, and it's called ultra porn, and you have to be 45 to look at it.
Really?
Ultra porn.
Well, now I want to see it because it's, it's forbidden.
You're not old enough.
Exactly. It'll be taboo for...
Nope.
We need to create a black market, Jeremy.
Yeah,
we'll sell it at Jackfest. We'll sell it at Jackfest. I heard that it sounds like there's a market for that.
It's perfect. Yeah.
You got distorted there for a sec. You got really loud. It hurt my little kitty ears. Sorry. Kitty ears.
Get
that
excited.
Was Jim, I think.
Oh. So, well, we're both excited.
Porkfest. Jackfest.
Boo. Jackfest.
Porkfest,
yes.
Boo. Jackfest, yay. We go to the market.
Jack.jimjesus.com.
We're going to go sell some ultra porn at jack.jimfest. No, what is it? Jack.jimjesus.com. That's where you get ultra porn. Yeah.
And Navajo tacos with real Navajo.
Everyone tacos. Navajo.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
1776.
Yeah.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low-orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017, in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no-government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we are back for the second hour.
So, you know, I'm typing, like, this. The way we use the Fiends here is we do one-to-one communication on syndicated radio. So our editor, Scott, just wrote me an email and asked me if there's a red arrow on purpose on this picture that I just sent him of the Fiends at Porkfest. And I added a red arrow, like, really badly drawn in Photoshop, like it looks like it's spray-painted. Pointing at Jeremy's head for the to go along with the title of this show, which is the burn ward at the audio teaching hospital. And Scott Aspie, is the red arrow there on purpose? Yes, it's to make it look like blurry pictures with red arrows on them. That's a meme of, you know, like people prove quote unquote conspiracy theories with blurry pictures with red arrows poorly added. So, yeah, that's what it is. But it's also got the LRN logo at the top, which was forbidden at Porkfest. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not dealing with Porkfest next year. If we still have a show, if I don't burn to the ground and like delete everything at the end of the show or during the show, next year I think Derek J or somebody is going to have to deal with getting the free tickets for the Fiends for Porkfest, because I've done it 3 years in a row and it's just become like pulling teeth on a Wolverine, and you know,
I ended up with
me hating Jim Babb. I don't really hate Jim Babb. I just don't ever want to talk to him again. Like, you know, I'm happy that he's still printing BIPCOT stuff and selling it at Porkfest. That's good, you know. So, because BIPCOT's bigger than me, you know. If you love BIPCOT and you hate me, you should still love BIPCOT. Because, you know, it's kind of like I'm the Satoshi of BIPCOT. I invented it. I built that. I'm the secret guy. And it's as important. BIPCOT is as important as Bitcoin. Wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah. By the way, I should have just pointed out that I reached deep into my pockets this year and bought everybody, I mean, literally everybody, whoever lived, a ticket for Jackfest. So you're welcome.
Nice.
What a guy.
Jack. Yeah, I know. Just show up and just say my name and they'll know.
And I paid to print the BIPCOT color licenses for the vendors who want to use them, and Jeremy has them, and he's going to send them to Jim Jesus, and I'm marking on my calendar for 1 week from today. I'm going to ask Jeremy if he's mailed them yet to Jim Jesus. And every week, I've set up a reminder of every week to hassle Jeremy about this.
Excellent. That's yeah. good.
Yep.
I will definitely.
You know, that's the way you avoid pain with Michael Dean is just do his bidding. then you don't have pain.
Yes, before you wear me down. Well,
yeah.
He's like I said. He still may need a few more. I think I have like 30 left. But I'll send what I have.
I'll have some printed too and sent to Jim.
Yeah, or you could just announce my PO box over the air. I don't care. send me everything but rice and we'll be.
But send him rice and beans.
No, rice and beans. I love rice and beans. As long as it's brown rice, because I can't have refined grain right now. So,
I heard you're not really on a diet.
No, this kind of leaked the other day. People have been passing around like that I've been lying about my diet because they figured out that they see me like posting pictures of eating Chicago pizza, which is basically just cheese with a little bit of dough and sauce. Mm-hmm. And the truth is it's just the Bipcot human license. It just makes you lose weight. What can I say? Rapid weight loss, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would explain why I didn't come back with a beer belly from Fiend Fest Somalia.
Yeah,
well, you were on the psilocybin
clearly that's why
and beer diet, right?
Yeah, well, no, I totally definitely ate a lot of food too.
The mushroom and silverfish diet.
That does not sound like a good time to me.
A mushroom and silver, a psilocybin and silverfish pizza.
Oh,
Jim is going to be selling it at Jack.
I'm never going to want a trip again. What's wrong with you, man?
That's a bad trip on a pie.
Every time you trip, you'll think of me. My voice will be in your head.
Yeah, that's
I'm a walking anti.
More of exactly what I need.
I have seen scorpion pizza, by the way.
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it. But
is it really have scorpions or does?
Yes, scorpions. Scorpions are actually like a big thing in China. People eat scorpions. Yeah,
they're a delicacy. Yeah, definitely.
What is it and say? Like in China, they eat everything except it's something like cat's stomach and dog's lung.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
I don't know why they would waste such valuable pieces. Yeah. I have no idea what they eat and what they don't.
Oh yeah, I googled scorpion pizza. This was a good idea.
Again, I'm googling it now.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's like they're alive, are they?
No. They bake them on the pizza. Like they're baked on the pizza. You gotta bake the toppings.
This
gives them that crunch.
This is horrible. Jim, you and I have both been bit by a scorpion, right?
Twice. I've been stung by a scorpion. Yeah. Once in my own bed, and then once I was putting on a pair of pants, and they were inside the leg of my pants.
Cool.
Yeah. That is pretty awesome. They both suffered very long and painful deaths for that.
You're the one that bit me in the fire, and it was I was camping on the desert.
Oh, you're going too light on them.
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't even know what hit me. I was like lying on the looking up at the stars, mellow with my head in some girl's lap, and all of a sudden it felt like someone stabbed me with a burning nail in my stomach, and someone came over with a flashlight, and they're like, "Oh, it's probably a scorpion." Yep, there it is, and it was a little one. It was like an inch long, and it was white. And apparently the darker and bigger they are, the worse they are. So this wasn't even a very bad one. And it was like some of the worst pain I've ever had in my life. And
The bark scorpions are the most venomous in North America, so I'm told.
What are those?
Which are nothing. They're really not that bad. Bark scorpion, they're the little orange ones. They're white when they start out, but then they get kind of darker. But they're usually
Maybe that's what this was. Because they also said that getting the stomach is one of the worst places to get bit. And they gave me a, people were prepared for this. They had a flashlight for that purpose. They had like a red filter on it, which somehow makes that they glow in the dark. They glow under it or something, or like, I don't know.
Oh, they glow under black lights.
Yeah, they glow under black lights. That's what it was. And then they picked it up with a, like a sandal or something and tossed it in the fire after they squished it. Because apparently, there were dogs at the campfire. Apparently, dogs will eat them after they're dead, and it'll still harm them. So,
well, sure, the venom doesn't die with them.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
So they threw in the fire and then gave me a Benadryl, which actually helps. Did you know about that, Jim? Benadryl?
No, it just goes away after a while. You know, you get kind of like a little bit of a, wouldn't say euphoria. You get kind of like an adrenaline rush. After it's kind of a weird, it's a weird sensation. You get like getting a little lightheaded.
Burning nail will do that.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah, the Vark Scorpions, they're not too fun. They're kind of. Yeah, they're native here. Oh, they're actually not native here. They're actually native in Arizona, where they grow the palm trees for here. And then when they import them, they hide in the palm trees, and then they get over here that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're no fun to get stung by.
Darn immigrants.
What do you think of Bernie Sanders?
We got to build a wall. But frankly, we got to keep out all the Vark Scorpions. We're building a wall, okay? He's a scorpion. We can't have that, okay?
Then you have to be a very big wall. Yeah. You know, maybe like a
little
foot.
Tiny wall. Yeah, just chicken wire. Chicken wire will be fine.
Chicken wire. Well, it has to be pretty small chicken wire if some of these things are only an inch long.
What do you think of Bernie Sanders?
I believe that Vark Scorpion pizza should be free for everyone, not just the top 10% of the 1% of the... And by the way, what is with 2% milk? I want the whole thing. That's more of a burn your enthusiasm thing, I guess.
Burn your enthusiasm.
Damn. Yeah, Vark Scorpion is like the most poisonous scorpion in North America, which is not saying much because they don't really harm you unless you're the elderly. They can harm small animals. My cat has been stung by one. She just didn't care. She just kind of limped for a little bit and then she was over it.
Wow. If a cat can survive it that easily, then yeah, it can't be that deadly or dangerous rather.
Well, yeah, she's a mouser, so she I don't know. I mean, she's taking on the skunk and five raccoons. She's a tough cookie. So, yeah.
It is an LRN fundraiser for the Satellite Fund for one of the networks we're on, the one that is done as a labor of love by Ian Freeman. And if you go to share.lrn.fm, that's share.lrn.fm, there's information on how to do something with it. And Bernie Sanders is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. What's that?
Maybe it smells like mothballs and tinkle. Is that the one for the one in the satellite in Africa again, or different one?
Well, here's a question.
The one that comes up every couple of years.
He does good things with it.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, that they started out that satellite thing for free, right? The LRN. So why don't we put the Fiends 24-hour thing on there, free for a year, and then go, we don't want it. We're good.
Because you have to have some money up front to do it. This is to expand LRN satellite coverage to Europe. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. People should do it.
Yeah, man. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it now. Do it a lot.
Especially with all the Brexit stuff.
I haven't even paid attention to that. I don't really understand what Brexit means.
Okay, so there's a thing called the European Union, okay?
Well, that I know. Oh, British exit. That's really all it means. I thought all those other things were just jokes that they were making up. That's actually what it meant? Okay.
No, it was just bad people who thought that Brexit sounds like breakfast and thought it'd be clever to say something dumb about it. But
I think it wouldn't have won the vote if it didn't have such a cool name. That is such a cool word. Brexit.
Yeah.
There's a Twitter hashtag Brexit in five words, and my Brexit hashtag in five words, hashtag Brexit in five words, was you just like saying Brexit.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. More
beef.
It's nice to know that the UK figured out taxation without representation, but now we can get rid of the last two words.
I like it when Jim's actually an anarchist.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
No taxation. Not no taxation without representation, just no taxation.
Brexation.
Heck yeah. Brexation.
Brexation. No, they still gotta pay taxes. It's just not gonna go to the EU.
You know, I actually wrote Dan Green, Freedom Fiend in Scotland, and the other Green, Bernie Green, who's in England, who I'm trying to get to be a fiend. Wrote both of them and asked them if they're ready to come back to the Fiends, and the latter did not write me back, and the former Dan Green did write me and said, "I got to tell you though, I got to admit, I did vote for leaving the EU. You probably won't like this." And I'm like, "Hey, man. All secession is good secession." That's kind of how, and that's how most of our friends feel, I think.
Even if you're against voting, you should probably think about voting for something as clear cut as a referendum. That's, you know, the very night and day, like leave the EU or don't leave the EU, like be a part of some faceless bureaucracy or not. That's pretty clear cut. That's probably a good idea to get out there and vote, even if you don't agree with voting. It's something else to say, like, "Oh, well, I'm going to support X candidate," and all the baggage that comes with it. That's somewhat of a more valid reason, but something that simple, like, do you want to increase taxes or lower taxes?
I've never been presented with anything that clear cut as a vote, though, anywhere I've lived. The one thing that all my friends were pushing for me to vote for in San Francisco back when I was a voter was there was something for ending rent control. It was something that, like, was in favor of tenants who had no money, like us. I think it was, would that be increasing or decreasing rent control? I forget how rent control works.
Yeah, I guess
it would be increasing.
Yeah, because rent control locks it in.
But it also, like, there was an addendum tacked on it to, like, get the landlords to not, you know, the big money people, like the Trump kind of people in San Francisco, to not oppose it. And it was they just at the end tacked on some rider that allowed, like, a total increase in what's it called where Trump comes in and steals your house for a
eminent domain.
Yeah, like it increased eminent domain. And nobody, like, they always do stuff like that. Like, I don't even know what the details of the Brexit are, but, you know, I imagine
the Brexit was just leave the EU and initiate, was it amendment 50 or something like that, which is the process to leave the EU.
I heard that there's also something kind of hidden about that that is likely to happen, that after that happens and everyone cheers and, you know, their prime minister quits, and that they can quietly, the politicians there can quietly, like, do something that basically doesn't really put them back in the EU, but pretty much does everything bad that being in the EU did. Like, treaty-wise and trade-wise?
Yeah, well, I don't think it was that. It was just the fact that they didn't really have any representation there. There was no one that they could vote for there to have any say.
So they're like basically,
Show up, they have to pay dues, and then there's no representation. That just everything that happens in Brussels, they have to adhere to.
Not just for England, like for not just for Britain. That's for all countries in the EU, right?
Yeah.
Like, EU is just something they do to you. You just lie back and think of the EU and close your eyes, right?
It's just an additional layer of that, because it's going to be the same thing probably from just the British government,
Brexit.
Just to a lesser degree, but Brexit. It's still going to be, and they'll be happier. Yay! For being oppressed Brexit. By our own people.
Brexit. Penis.
Oh, not this again.
Brexit. Penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two don't even go together.
No. Probably the same number of letters. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Did we ever talk about how I went to go see Trump and failed?
No, miserably. Go ahead.
You failed to go see Trump? How do you
fail? We failed to go
see Trump. Well, you failed filming it, too. Like, you did a, like, streaming video where you talked about, like, I just saw the longest line I've ever seen. And one of the comments was, like, you tell us that instead of showing us that?
There was no way.
It's video.
Yeah, there was no way that I could have streamed it. I didn't even think about streaming it, but there's no way.
Why
I could
did you
have
take
anyway.
A picture?
Because I mean,
it'll last longer.
Yeah, there was. I think there's already videos of that stuff already existing, but it was insanely long.
Not in your video.
But there's nothing they can do about that because the cell phone connection was so bad because everybody was filming Trump with their cell phone. So I mean, it was just kind of pointless. And yeah, cell phone reception was terrible on the Strip, no matter what. But they were giving out tickets to go see Trump at Treasure Island, which hopefully I will make great again. And they gave out these tickets and said, like, oh, come on down, it's free. And then so we got in line, and then it was like, oh, the theater's already half full. By the time we reached around to the other end of the line, they said that the theater was half full. By the time we got to the end of the line, it was completely full, and now it was just overflow to it so we can watch it on TV. And we're like, screw this. Donald Trump conned me into getting out of bed early.
How dare he?
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
I counted 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And by the time I was done saying it, though, it was 2 seconds.
You're a liar, a thief, and a pervert.
Barack Obama is a liar, he's a socialist, and his
pervert.
He smells like Hillary's pantsuit, and Tinkle, and mothballs, and Bernie Sanders' underarms sweat. All right.
Yummy.
So I'm going to talk about how I am going to tear this band down brick by brick.
Oh.
We're going full Beatles.
Love up Pete.
Yeah, so I'm... So, yeah,
we have to wait. Jeremy, it has to be 10
Jeremy
years.
Yoko. Jeremy Yoko.
Oh, that's just...
Let's not say things we can't take back.
Man.
So, like, basically, I just get
gloves
tired
are off.
Of herding cats. Like,
shots
herding. Not herding. Herding cats, like doing a nightly show as a hobby. It doesn't make money with 15 hosts. No one does that. No one has a show with 15 hosts every night that's, you know, a hobby. And for good reason. Because it all kind of adds up. Like, whether, like, you know, it wasn't just Jeremy's bad audio at Porkfest.
Oh,
it wasn't
God,
just
my
Jim Babb harming me with his emails and me not speaking to him again because he's a bad man. He really is a bad man. I'll just say it. He's probably fun to have a beer with, but I don't like him. So,
he is, actually.
He is a bad man? Oh, he's fun to have a beer with.
Yeah.
You're fired for liking...
No.
I'm not like that. I'm not like that. You can.
No, I know you're not like that because you had no problem with me bringing him on the Lulbert, so...
No,
yeah,
I didn't know you did. You're fired too.
Oh.
No. Well,
if you miss Jim Babb, come
Derek
to Walbert.com.
Derek Day has sex with Chris Cantwell.
What?
I hate Chris Cantwell. I'm kidding. No, but they're friends.
I can't prove you wrong on that. I'm sorry.
I'm not one of these guys who, when I block someone on Facebook, everyone else needs to. But, you know, I do think you should all get cell 411, and we should set up a fiend cell so I can immediately contact all of you and, like, inject you with adrenaline when I need to get your attention.
I'll allow that.
That'd be great.
I'm fine with that.
It'd probably be better than tagging you on everything on Facebook. So like, basically, it's just all adds up. Like, what, you know, the hassle of booking the Freedom Fiends for and dealing with Porkfest, or whether it's, you know, like, I went out and had Fiend Fest Somalia flags made and bought one. And shipped it to one of the fiends with a bunch of Bipcot masks, and they forgot to bring them. And then, what? Like, you know, yeah, like the, there should that would have been there, but the, you know, they forgot to bring it. And it's
that's
not like
unbelievable. Any, frankly, that's terrible. Unbelievable. I would never allow that. Frankly, it's horrible.
I know.
It's tremendous.
Yep. You know, that sounds mostly like Trump. I know you're doing Trump, but you sound a little bit like John Lennon. Somehow, I think it's tremendous. Yes. Who was John Lennon? Was half Irish. He was he had a part, and he raised in Ireland. So he has a his accent was Liverpudlian, but it was also kind of Irish.
He had a little Irish in him. McCarthy's the last
McCartney.
McCartney's an Irish name, right? So yeah, is that what the Irish that was in him?
Yeah,
so I'm talking.
Bend over and Phil McCracken, those two men. Wow, I went there. Or you know, like other things.
A son named Colin.
I had a fiends host record an ad for me for this like world changing freedom app, and then like the person who recorded it got mad at me for having them record it because they didn't like the guy who made it. Like, this is the kind of stuff I deal with all day long. Like, if it's not one thing, it's another. There's some, you know, monkey wrangling with the Freedom Fiends, and it all just kind of adds up. So I was considering a couple possibilities. One is like ending the show, and another is going to two nights a week, pre-recorded only on the weekends. And I was talking to Jeremy about this today. And I was talking about bands, and I was like, I said, you know, one of my favorite bands is Minor Threat, and they were only around 3 years, and they only made one record, and it's great, and it's a classic, and everyone still listens to it. I'd kind of like to go out while we're still really good, then kind of, you know, end up like Free Talk Live.
So you're saying you'd rather die out, or burn out, fade away?
Yeah, no, it's better to die. It's better to jump off a cliff then fade away or burn out. I mean Free Talk Live, you know, shots fired or whatever, but it's like I love the guys. I love Ian. He's a good friend of mine. And when Ian's on, that show is almost always really good, and I listen. When Mark's on, it can be good or it can really sound like someone phoning it in. Like, and Mark has made it clear that he's only in it for the money. You know, he's basically said at one point, if I don't get more money, I'm not going to do this. Which, you know, is not to say he doesn't believe in the principles of the Libertarian Party and fight hard for the Libertarian Party.
People got to eat, man.
And defend Gary Johnson. He does that. But, man, let's not say things we can't take back.
I defend Gary Johnson a little bit, though.
I don't. No,
but Free he's Talk a total
Live,
status,
put it this way. Anyway. Sometimes Free Talk Live sounds like they've been doing 7 shows a week for 12 or 13 years, and they're just showing up because they're committed to it. You know, I don't want to get like that. I don't want to be like the shows where Mark and Ian aren't on. You know, I don't want to be like that, man. So, and I was saying, like, you know, I was using Minor Threat as an example. And I said, Jeremy, what's your favorite band? And Jeremy said, Metallica. And I said, okay, that's the example the other way. That's the example of the band that should have all died of drug overdoses 20 years ago when they were great. And Jim says they were never great because their drummer isn't very good, right, Jim?
No, I never said that. I said they were great despite having a terrible drummer.
Ah.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. No, but about people say that Load was bad. It's not. Reload was where they really got bad. Yeah. But Death Metallic would have been a great album if Rick Rubin just stayed away from. Just go away, Rick Rubin. You're done. Just leave music alone. You just want to overcompress everything and make it sound terrible.
I like the acoustic record with Johnny Cash he did called Cash that he recorded in his living room. That was great.
Was it overcompressed?
No.
Okay.
No, it didn't. It did not sound like Freedom Fiends on the radio. That's another reason that I would like to go to pre-recorded two times a week only pre-recorded shows, is because like, nothing about GCN. There's nothing wrong with GCN. GCN is doing the industry standard of compression, but to record, we would sound better if we were pre-recording them all. Like the ones that Ben was doing before Ben had to retire because he was getting, you know, whatever. Those sounded great, and they didn't have a lot of compression on them, because when stuff goes out on talk radio, it has to be heavily compressed because of the varying environments people listen to talk radio in. Like, you know, they listen to it in the car with the kids talking, grandkids in the back seat, driving from the VFW to the church picnic on Sunday, and they catch the Freedom Fiends for 20 minutes. That's our target audience on radio, by the way, is that guy. He's 72 years old. He's a Korean War vet. His wife is in Jim's assisted living home, and Jim knows him. Jim's friends with the guy.
He doesn't remember the show that happened 3 hours ago, by the way, because I work in the Alzheimer unit.
Nice. Speaking of Ben, I love Ben. But
who's that on the radio? The same person you listen to every night, Mr. So-and-so?
I like when Rush Limbaugh has those young guys on, the Fiends, he calls them. Yes, that's the best part of the Rush Limbaugh show. Yeah. And they talk about anarchy. I love it. Yes. But no, but they compress it heavily because talk radio has to be all the same volume or it doesn't work. But what was that?
What's that? Was my
eating a scorpion?
Which one has a scorpion? I don't know. Jeez.
I love my cat in every way, shape, and form except that noise that she makes.
What was it? Is that just her stretching?
No, that's her just meowing. Just, hey, pay attention to me. I want a belly rub. I want a back stretch.
Gonna meow. Oh, my.
Nice. Yeah.
Any other animal you would think that would be dying, but nope, that's Kittywopoulos saying either I'm hungry or pet my belly.
So we're going to go to at least 1,000 episodes. I want to get 1,000 before I burn this to the ground. And that's only like a couple months away, because we're going to be 60.
No, look, uh-huh. I'm all for accepting any kind of, some exceptions. Freedom Fiends that want to come on the Lulberts. I'm all for that. And I'm sure.
Yeah, you can have all the hosts. I'll will them to you.
Yeah, but
sell them to you for a dollar. I'll sell all my audio slaves to you for a dollar, Jim.
But perhaps probably the better solution would be try to decentralize the Fiends a little bit. So you could still do it whenever you want, and we can herd ourselves.
Self-herding cats.
Self-herding like cats.
It. Self-harm.
I heard there may be some of that, yeah. But that's, you know,
the cats. The cats can use the lint rollers on themselves. We can do this.
Hey, I misspoke yesterday when I said sometimes I think the only people who get the Fiends are the people listening. I meant to say sometimes I think the only people who get it are the people talking on the show. Yeah, which is, and that kind of like misspeak. That's the kind of stuff you can fix easily on pre-recorded shows. So. You know, the content would be better, too. I don't know. Yes. I love you guys. I want to keep doing the show. I'm not going to burn it to the ground. I think I'm going to keep doing it as a...
Good. Do the thing.
I'll burn this show to the ground, you guys.
No, don't.
I will.
I won't allow it.
I'll save it for the redemption in the third act.
I'll create another one called, like, the Free Dumb Fiends.
Fiends of Freedom.
Next word, D-U-M-B.
Yeah. And spell fiends properly.
Yes. The Free Dumb Fiends. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go Twitter that. So I want to talk a little bit about this thing called the Civilian Public Service, which was in World War II, if you were drafted into the armed forces, and you were a conscientious objector, one of them people who don't like wars, one of them fairies like us who don't like wars, and you said you could prove that you had a pre-existing, you know, you have to prove you have a pre-existing condition to be a conscientious objector, which is why when I was 16, I filed a letter with my priest. Oh, man, is that your cat?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's purring.
That's awesome. My new cats don't purr that loud. That's awesome. I'll just shut up and let her purr.
Who needs a radio show? We got cats purring.
That should be a 24-hour radio show. It probably would be very successful. There was a podcast when podcasting was very new, like 2006, 2007, when I started doing it. It actually started like, depends when you what you define as it, but you know, with basically RSS feed audio with iTunes existing started in like 2006, 2005. Somebody had a cast called the Purrcast, which only lasted 6 episodes, but it was just like 20 minutes of a cat purring, and it was different cats. It was awesome. Someone should do the Purrcast again, Jim.
Jim.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms. Worms.
Oh, there's no redemption.
There's no redemption.
It's all over.
This is dead forever. Box of wine. Did you talk about the box movie?
Oh yeah. So if you think it would be a good idea to listen to a podcast of a cat purring for hours, I definitely recommend you check out a wonderful piece of film that's located on Amazon Prime. If you have an Amazon account, you could either pay to view it, rent it, or you can get it for free on Amazon Prime, and it's called Box Fan. And it's basically 2 hours of a box fan running, and the reviews for it are absolutely amazing. And if I was a professional broadcaster, I would have already had pulled this up. So no, I'm having to look it up now.
All right, so Jim's lost it. Jim's lost the plot, so you can go look that up. So we were talking about the civilian public service, which was basically the slavery.
Hold on. You know, this is the internet. This is the internet. We're not running off dial-up anymore. So modern-day spin in an old classic. The plot was full speed and right from the very beginning, never slowed or dragged. After 3 hours, you might expect it to wind down, but at each twist and turn brought new delight. This was a five-star rating. This is a five-star rating for the film Box Fan for Sleep and Meditation.
Sleep and Meditation.
And then here's another five-star review. I'm a fan. By far, my favorite of the trilogy. I feel ceiling fans lack the depth inherent in the cinematic masterpiece, while Oscillating Fans is the classic third installment trying too hard. I recommend Box Fan for Sleep and Meditation for anyone looking for a masterful fan film.
All right, so... I do have I am team viewered into the GCN server, so I can cut Jim's mic if he interrupts me again. So the civilian public service was this slavery that the government put people through in World War II if they didn't want to go shoot Nazis and rape civilians, which is something that American servicemen actually did a lot. The Greatest Generation, yeah. Thank you for your rape service, Grandpa. And you know, do they ever tell you about that, Jim, when they're like on morphine and you know dying?
Unbelievable. Extra hankies required. Wait to see this movie in IMAX.
Keep talking, Jim. Go ahead. All right. Jim, I want to fade you out while you're talking. Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I just cut Jim's mic. We can still hear him, but the audience can't. Actually, I can turn him down so I can't hear him too. So Jim was interrupting. So I want to finish this. So the... wow, the background noise just ended now that I took Jim out. So they actually did medical experimentation on people that didn't want to fight in the war. Do you want to read this part about them being forced to work in the mental hospitals where there were like one untrained person for 300 per 300 inmates? Go ahead and read this, please. And we'll go out with that.
Sorry. Where was I? It is horrible radio.
Jim, you're talking, but you're gone. No one's hearing you.
Just I am, and I can't help it. I think I might have bled out, actually. So this was the Jim's being very mean to me because I can't find my. So, Michael, I'm sorry. You were saying you wanted me to read the...
Why don't you read the part about the mental hospitals?
Yeah, well, this was an account of the CPS worker, I guess, who's ever went to look at it.
I'm going to go delete the Freedom Fiends right now. This is...
Oh, gosh. This is sort of like a perpetual bad dream. The smells, the sounds, the insane voices.
Of the Freedom Fiends. Of
the
Jim.
Bad equipment.
Yeah. Yes.
The long dark
the bad
quarters.
Equipment. That's actually one of the things. Yes. The bad audio. Yes.
I tell you, it is all very much like a medieval fairy tale of the nether regions. We heard about how these patients had been treated by their attendants, beat with rods, you know, do all kinds of things. We took a vow to, before we left the camp, we decided that we would never assault or in any way strike a patient.
Better would be the actual.
I opened one of these rooms, and there was a man lying on the floor.
Just in the background for the audience.
I leaned over to see what I could do to minister in some way.
I can't tell the difference between for it at all. It sounds
may have
like
been
it's
a mattress,
shaped, not a round
on the floor, but no,
triangular.
He was on the bare floor because when I tried to move him, his skin came off. I don't even want to go on.
Man,
this is just gross,
you,
but it's
government.
Horrible.
That's the
yeah, right
for you. Yeah.
Seriously.
If you want more government, that's what you want more of. And if you want small government, you're still going to have that. Grandpa's skin is going to come off.
Yeah, seriously. Do you want to pull people's skins off? That's how people's skin get pulled off. Government.
You want bad audio?